Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Thanksgiving Eve, November 22nd, 2023. And we are currently at 14 minutes past 11 o'clock, our last hour of broadcast this morning. Remember, we will not be on tomorrow morning. Happy Thanksgiving. But we will be back on Friday morning, 8 a.m. until 1 in the afternoon. Joined in studio by Bob Welsh and Matt Morgan. Bob has become a tradition here at WGH Talk. Matt, first Thanksgiving Eve here. Is it a celebratory moment for you?
Oh, yeah. It's been exciting.
I think, Bob, this morning, of all the Thanksgiving Eves that we've done now, this being the third, this has probably been the most eventful. Marshall Cunningham, Mayor Kellogg, it's been an eventful morning.
Of the last three Thanksgivings that I've been involved in, it's been the busiest, for sure. And I'm really knocked out at how little it takes to become a tradition. Twice is tradition? All right.
Well, no.
Three times is like a legacy now.
No, what do we have to do to get to be a tradition?
Apparently, you just have to do something twice.
Well, I think when you continuously do it until it runs into the ground,
then
you call it a tradition. What's a tradition for you, Matt?
Something you do on a regular basis when something happens. So, like, you
know. Well, then this is a tradition. I think we follow that criteria.
There you go. All right.
Third year. Now, I do want to let people know that the Wyman Christmas Tree Sale will kick off on Friday, Black Friday, November 24th, 12 to 7 p.m. They will be open. And then after that, Monday through Friday, 4 to 7, Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 7. They have everything from a tree topper to a 9-foot and taller tree. 400 trees, everything from anything from $20 to $75. And you better get over there quick, because in the last couple of years, they've sold out in 1 week. So there you go. Head over to the corner of Reed and East Church Street. And Matt, run down the events coming up. There's so many of them. It's such a long list.
Yeah, I know it. So we got...
It's a tradition.
Well, I'm not hating. Just, you know, it's exciting. There's just a lot going on.
There is a lot going on.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Let them know.
So we can do that one first, I guess, even though it makes no sense.
We're starting to work our way backwards.
Yeah.
Okay.
On December 9th, we have the, we'll do the fruitcake toss first. We will work our way backwards. There we go. Fruitcake toss is on the 14th of December at 7 o'clock. There will be the WGH Talk Elves there. They will be singing. We will have Buckeyes. We'll have possibly hot chocolate.
Where are we at?
Chestnuts.
Which
are Buckeyes.
Yep. There'll be a lot going on.
Where at?
Here.
Yeah.
685 Delaware.
685 Delaware Avenue, absolutely.
People out there don't know here. They know I know where.
Well, they should be here at this particular point.
All right.
So then, the winner of that event will receive a plaque, 4 tickets to the Columbus Zoo Lights, and maybe some type of food.
Maybe.
Food's always good.
You never know. You're tossing an actual Claxton fruitcake, and we've already got 28 entrants.
So the losers can eat the fruitcake.
Well, I guess that. Well, I don't know. We like to preserve our fruitcakes for a couple years.
All right.
So there you go. So
after that, we have on the 9th.
You can't call in and nominate anybody today because we've got no phone service. So it's just the way it is right now.
Unfortunately. Before the fruitcake toss on the 14th, on the 9th, there will be a Christmas in the Village in the town, or like the village square of Caledonia. Scott will be reading 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. I do believe Santa Claus will be there. I do believe the Grinch will be there. Fruity C will be there, and then there will be Vixen.
Singing.
Singing, yes. They will be singing. That one's bound to be great. There will be a tree lighting there. And then
outside, I believe for the first year in Caledonia, they had the tree outside.
It wasn't outside last year?
I didn't do it last year. I did it 2 years ago, and it was inside a window.
Well.
Now remember, these are not my numbers. They say 1,000 people. We'll see.
I think it'll be good. 1,000 people is probably the large majority of Caledonia.
That would clean it up. I don't think 3,000 people live in Caledonia, but maybe people come from surrounding areas.
So.
I know a few people who live in Caledonia.
Caledonia's not bad.
Yeah. Well. Okay.
And then before the Christmas in the Village in
Caledonia. My grandparents lived in Caledonia.
Nice.
Yeah, they owned a house over there for many, many years.
Population
563. So there you go.
Whoa.
We're going to double the population that day. It's going to be a happening day in Caledonia, Ohio.
Exciting.
They might have to get somebody out there directing traffic.
I feel that's why I should really be the one doing this thing in Caledonia, because my roots go there way back. Yeah. I never lived there, but family members. I think my, matter of fact, I'd have to check this with somebody, but I think my father he might have been born there, a matter of fact. I don't think they had a hospital. But his parents might have been living there when he was born.
I think I might have driven through Caledonia one time.
There you go. Well, I know he's buried there. He's buried in Caledonia.
Against his wishes?
No, I think that's... I don't know why he's buried there. He's buried alone.
Where?
In the cemetery.
There's cemeteries in Caledonia?
Oh, yes.
But he's alone, not a mass grave.
He's alone.
Oh, well, I guess there's one like right next to where I used to live, but... I don't think that technically counts as... That's off of, like, 309.
No, it's a cemetery. Yeah. I don't go over there, though, because they have some very strict rules at that cemetery.
No digging?
Yeah, you don't want to dig over there. No, it's just... It's you know, I don't understand the rules. You can't... They want you to plant flowers or something.
Yeah. I think... Do you not?
No. No. I don't know the purpose. I don't understand it.
I mean,
people can do what they want.
I guess I don't understand it either, but we do on like Memorial Day. He's not gonna know.
He's not gonna know that I'm over there planting flowers.
I mean, fair enough, I guess.
I don't. It's over there. I don't know what you're supposed to do. What are you supposed to do?
I don't know.
Anyway, so that's my tie to Caledonia. There's some other less fortunate ties to Caledonia, but that's the way it goes. But you're there now, so I can say that's a happy tie.
Yeah.
There you go.
Did I already talk about Marion?
I don't really know at this point. Go ahead.
We'll go ahead.
We got stuck on that grave thing, and it really just kind of
brought the tree lighting there.
If we did, you'll just have to hear it again, I guess. So on the 25th of November in Marion, there'll be the a truck parade.
Oh yes, and I'll be moderating the truck parade.
Yeah, Scott will be moderating the truck parade, and then after the truck parade, everybody will come down to Founders Park, and there will be a tree lighting ceremony. I do believe this will take place at 7.
The parade is at 6.
Parade is at 6, tree lighting is at 7.
Tree lighting is at 7. And this tree lighting is the first ever tree lighting ceremony. Now, they've lit the tree before, but never has there been a ceremony.
Exciting.
Now, tell them how this ceremony is going to work.
So, the ceremony will work as so. So, there will be me... Not me. I won't be there.
No.
Claxton and Fruity C will be there, and they will be singing some Christmas songs.
Three songs.
We got them? Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells. Four days away.
We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
You got it.
And the Mariah Carey song. I can't think of the name.
We're not doing the Mariah Carey song.
What?
We Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
Who's that by?
Oh, this is good. This makes for a big show on Saturday night.
Andy Williams is coming in.
Andy Williams is going to come in. We're going to dig him up as well.
Dig him up, all right.
Yep. Robert He'll be there.
Robert Goulet.
Yeah. All the big stars.
There you go. They can do a duet.
And Mayor Kellogg.
Mayor Kellogg will be there.
Yep.
He'll be lighting the Christmas tree that night.
And I might have a co-host for the parade. We're not really sure yet. The person expressed interest in doing it. We just got to hammer down if they're available.
Well, let's hope.
Let's hope.
Is it somebody who knows about trucks and can do, like, color commentary about the
trucks? Well, I think it's somebody who has been on the air here, and it's somebody who I think could pull this off. Mm-hmm. They're a big fan of Christmas. Let's put it that way.
All right, well, there you go.
That's really all you need at this point. And I thought they could sing with you two.
I mean, that's fine.
We need to up the choir a little bit.
Yeah.
Because Mayor Kellogg and I are not singing.
Well, you got to draw the line.
You have to draw the line somewhere. No, I said I would join you for your last number. I think that's a good number to join on. We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
I think so.
Yeah. Because what's going to happen is it's going to be dark over there in Founders Park. So it'll be dark, and then after I read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, you and Fruity C go into Most Wonderful Time of the Year. And then at the end of that, The tree is lit. When the tree is lit, as soon as the applause dies down, you go into Jingle Bells, and then we all will go into We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Now, when you read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, do you have any pattern lined up to go into the story there, or are you just going to do a straight reading? Like, traditionally, most of the Santas I've known that have read that will get to the point where, you know, his head was encircled in the smoke of his pipe, and he would always then put in a no-smoking commercial. Now, this is back in the day when Santa used to smoke, but Santa quit smoking now. Well, you know what?
Here's what I think. I think when people are outside in the cold and they're waiting for the tree to be lit, I don't think you want to drag out the ceremony.
They don't want the long version.
No, they just want to hear it, and let's get to the tree lighting.
They don't want any public service announcements. All right.
No, I don't think so. All right. But it's going to be an entertaining night, that's for sure, this coming Saturday.
Exciting.
I wonder how we got a truck parade in Marion. That's a fairly new thing.
Isn't that just like Saturday night? Normal business, you know, trucks going down Marion.
I'd figure
all decked
out
in Christmas lights.
Right. I'd figure there's enough trucks around here to do a truck parade.
Yeah, but I wouldn't associate it with Christmas.
Well, you put lights on it, and all of a sudden it's a Christmas thing. Decorated in a Christmassy way, and it's a Christmas thing.
Fire truck.
Yeah, well, I guess that's how it'll be on Saturday night.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's always a fire truck.
So there you go. That's the way it's gonna break down. So that's the holiday. Right now. That's all we have. Who knows what else will show up on the calendar?
We're hoping for more, always.
Yeah, take the act on the road. Keep it going.
That's right.
All right, Bob. The fabled tradition we have here at the station started with turkey pizza 2 years ago and then went into pumpkin pie pizza last year. This year, the pizza is...
This year's pizza is... The cranberry pizza.
The cranberry pizza.
Cranberry pizza.
Now, what went into the cranberry? I have not seen it yet, but what went into the cranberry pizza?
Cranberries.
Imagine.
A little bit of walnuts there, so if you got any tree allergies or anything like that, I'd stay away. Of course,
aren't Buckeyes, are they?
We sent the Marriott with the piece, and we didn't tell him about the walnuts, so hopefully he doesn't have any peanut allergies.
No, we hope he'll be there on Saturday.
Tree allergy.
Yeah.
Nut allergy, I guess. Tree nut allergy. It's not the same thing as a peanut allergy. They're different.
If you're allergic to maples, it's no big deal.
So these are real cranberries.
Real cranberries.
Not the cranberry gel or jelly that people put in the can.
No, no. Real cranberries. Eric, you want to hand me that there? And we'll show it to you, but it's not like the camera's ready or anything.
No, we'll get the camera ready here eventually. Because I'm sure this is a showpiece.
It is. The mice are in it already. But cranberries, a little bit of orange zest with an orange topping. And
oh, well, look at that.
It looks like a Pac-Man now because the mayor took a big
step. Now, see, I would not say that does look like Pac-Man. I would not say that is a cranberry pizza. It's yellow.
It's yellow. It's flat.
So it's got... what's the recipe if people want to make the cranberry pizza at home this year? How would they go about doing that?
Well, you know, I'm not like Graham Kerr, and I'm going to give out my recipes, you know. Hey, come on.
Looks like a cake.
It's more like a muffin. It follows a muffin recipe with adaptation.
So there's a lot of lemon involved in that,
lemon, it's orange.
Orange, that's yellow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, because you mix it with... confectionery sugar there, and it kind of takes the color out of the orange.
So we have orange zest.
It makes it yellow. White and yellow. White and orange make yellow. Yeah, so there you go.
Okay, there you go. That's all you need to know. And real cranberries
in there. Real cranberries.
And what
walnuts and some orange zest and just, your flavorful ingredients.
So what else is... Is there cinnamon in this?
No.
No.
A little bit, a touch of allspice in the cheese topping there, or the icing.
Cheese?
Well, it looks like cheese, doesn't it?
You know,
I was going for, pizza cheese there.
Allspice is a very Thanksgiving traditional spice.
It is. Just a pinch, though.
Just a little pinch.
You're right. Yeah, but it doesn't take much.
A little pinch at the holiday.
Yes.
Well, that doesn't look bad. Now, is it a sweet...
There's a sweet quality to it.
Does it? Well, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you don't want dull cranberries.
No.
No.
No. You want it to pick up there and everything.
Yeah. You want it to. It does look like Pac-Man, though. You cut an awful big piece there for Mayor Kellogg.
Well, Eric cut the piece, but he thought the mayor needed a little pick-me-up there or something.
So my goodness gracious.
And so
that for he and his wife.
There you go. Well, yeah, we don't know how much she eats. So have we ever met Mrs. Kellogg there?
I think I did meet Mrs. Kellogg one time.
All right.
Well, that's a good-looking holiday pizza, certainly.
There you go.
The yellow is kind of different, though.
But like I said, it kind of simulates the pizza cheese, although it's not cheese.
It's not cheese. So what qualifies this as a pizza?
Well, it's flat.
It's flat.
It's in a pizza box.
Okay, it's in a pizza box.
You know, it's got a lot of the recipes that go into pizza crust.
Well, it seemed to me, the turkey pizza went into the
turkey.
That was pizza.
We took a picture of it. It was a pizza that went under the turkey.
Right in the back end. And then also, last year, I believe the pumpkin pie pizza had a crust base to it.
Yeah, that's correct there.
Yeah. So this.
Totally new creation.
There you go.
Yeah, so it's shaped like a pizza. That's basically what we've got.
Like a pizza, there.
Pizza or Pac-Man.
There you go.
Either way you go. But it's like a muffin.
It probably has something in the muffin category there, yes.
Could you close the lid, because the odor is kind of overpowering?
I could, but it's kind of the Pac-Man there, you know.
It's gonna eat one of those little ghosts running around.
Luckily, we don't have smell radio there, but apparently we're getting comments there.
My goodness,
Theromatis, the allspice.
Now, how long did it take to come up with this creation? Have you tested it?
Yes, I have, because we made a little small pizza as well.
Laboratory animals died in the process.
You don't want to know.
A lot went down for this pizza.
That's right.
Now, do you have any hints on Friday's pizza? Not a fruitcake pizza this year.
Not a fruitcake pizza, because we don't have enough fruit soaking at this point. There again, something that you're gonna like and want.
See, that's not a very big hint.
Something that you talked about. Well, think of all the things you don't like that could show up.
And gravy. Gravy.
I might take anybody. You want an alligator pizza? You don't like pizza to begin with, do you, Matt?
No, I don't. Yeah. Well, it's not necessarily pizza. I don't like pizza sauce.
So this would work.
This would work. A white pizza.
Yeah, well, I do white pizza.
Oh, okay, so we could do a white alligator.
Now, will Friday's pizza be pizza-like or more of a dessert?
How many clues do you want?
Well, that's the only one I'm going for here. That's the only one I'm going for.
There'll be pizza crust involved.
Oh, so a real pizza.
I said pizza crust involved.
Oh, sorry. And it's holiday themed.
It's holiday themed.
It's Christmas themed.
Christmas themed.
Okay, there we go. And a new star on Friday. And
we do have a new star for the tree topper there, because apparently the mice at the murder house ate the old star. And
well, I'm not going to comment on that. But should I send the old star over to the museum now?
You mean the historical site?
Yeah.
I think so.
I think it's where it should go.
After we get the new one on the tree, you don't want to have a place when the tree gets.
Well, Friday morning, tune in Friday morning, because we're going to have the tree lighting with the official topping of the tree.
Now, will CNN or any of the major television networks be here for the tree lighting?
Well, probably. Probably. Right. Now, should there be somebody here to light the tree? Because we've got Kellogg lighting the tree on Saturday night.
Well, I mean, do you have a wall outlet here that we could plug into?
Oh, yeah.
How are we going to get electricity?
Oh, yeah, we've got electricity.
We have a kite and a string.
A kite and a string.
We've got electricity. We'll be good on that behalf.
All right, well, then I guess it doesn't take any special skill to light the tree.
No, but should we make it an event on Friday morning? Another tradition.
Another tradition. Well, I suppose we could get somebody here to light it up.
Who would be the person you would pick to light the Christmas tree on Friday morning? They wouldn't have to come in for very long.
Marlo Thomas.
I can see if I can get. You're stuck on Marlo, aren't you?
Well, you know, as long as we're getting celebrities in here, we can fight her up for Christmas or something.
Matt, who should light the tree on Friday? You'll be here for this big event, historic.
I'd say like Mary Ellen.
Oh, Mary Ellen. Well, maybe she could come in and light the tree.
She's not lighting up everything anymore. Come on.
No, I don't think she. No, what? No, what does she lit up?
Well, isn't she? We're getting other people in here laughing up a storm. Nothing against Mary Ellen, but doesn't she have a full schedule already?
You know, I don't know. I don't know what she. I don't know if she goes out Black Friday shopping or not. I don't know.
I don't know. All right.
You know, that's pre Michigan Ohio State Day.
That's true. There'll be a lot going on with that. Getting ready for
you
that.
You know, people think that Ohio State is going to win that game hands down.
Yeah.
And I think there's the problem there.
Did we get a Buckeye guy prediction yet?
No, that'll probably come Friday morning.
Yeah. Because I think it's going to be close. I think...
Didn't Buckeye Guy give you his last predictions Minnesota. For the season on one of the tapings we did?
Maybe
like 4-1.
It might have been, but I can't remember if we did it. He'll probably give a new one on Friday morning, 24 hours out from the big game.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's in Ann Arbor. Michigan is undefeated. They're a tough team. I just don't know.
But Maryland really beat them up in the last week. I was watching that game.
Did they lose or did they win? I didn't watch it.
They won, but it wasn't an easy victory. I mean, Maryland.
No, but Maryland's a tough team.
Maryland is a tough team, and they're on the winning side. I think like 6-4 or something like that. You know, so they are a tough team. But it was not an easy victory for Michigan. They had to fight for it.
Well, and there's a lot of scandal going on in Michigan right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's a black cloud hanging over it, but I don't think it's going to be that much of a difference.
Now, the coach has to be in a hotel room across the street, right?
He could be anywhere as long as he's not in the stadium.
Why can't he be in the box? What's the difference?
Well, I mean, at that point, it's just like anybody up there, you know, giving commands back down to, you know, the field, you know. I mean, they're, you know.
But isn't he watching it on television, giving commands?
He probably could be, and probably is.
Well, I mean, television's like... There's like a 15-second delay on TV or something. So like if you're watching TV, you're definitely not up to time. You'd be given plays like three plays behind.
Yeah, but you could say, oh, I see a strong tendency that the right end is always, you know, going in this direction, you know, and so forth, and you need to do a better job of, you know, blocking this particular guy and so forth. I mean, there are instructions that he could give, you know, from far away that doesn't have to be, you know, up to the minute. There, he can say, you know, always, you know, be watching this end or that end or whatever. You know, I mean, he can do some coaching without actually being there in real time.
You know, I just don't understand the whole thing, to be honest with you. I don't understand the accusation. I don't understand why it's a big deal. I don't.
I think it's a big deal because. Because we live in Ohio, genuinely, that's it. I think that if we lived somewhere that wasn't Ohio, I assume they know about it, but I don't think they care as much as we do because we lost to Michigan the last 2 years. So to everybody.
Well, and it's going
to
happen again this year. I hate to tell people unless there's some miracle.
Everybody who's like an Ohio, like a big Ohio State fan's like, oh, they cheated. No wonder we lost. Duh. Why didn't I think of that? But then I think they're going to lose again.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think there's a false hope now. That they beat us the last 2 years because they were doing this. But the problem now is Michigan is ticked because they feel they've been besmirched. It's going to be at home, and they are not an easy team to begin with. So I just, you know, listen, hey, I graduated from Ohio State, but I just don't think it looks good. Now, I could be wrong.
I could be wrong, but I do believe Ohio State has more turnovers per game than Michigan. But also, Ohio State just has a habit of playing poorly in the first quarter, like the first half, and then playing well in the second half. And if they play well in the first half, then they play poorly in the second half. And I don't think they can afford to do that against Michigan.
No. No, I don't think they can play catch up.
Well, yeah, I think one of the issues is, you know, the big inequity of it all is that, you know, when Urban Meyer was the OSU coach, he was forced to step down because of something that his assistant coach did and that he should have known about and therefore condemned the guy. Maybe he did.
I think that's why he got removed, because he did know about it.
You know, and isn't the same thing going on here in Michigan that the coach knew about?
Well, I don't think we do know that. See, I think that's the problem.
Yeah, he's denying it, but come on.
Here's my problem with the whole thing. If you do have the evidence, why not just show it?
Yeah.
That's what they did with Ohio State when they knew the evidence was there in emails and text messages with Urban Meyer. They showed it.
Well, maybe they're giving him the honorable out of stepping down.
I mean, also, but he's already trying to leave coaching college. So they might just be like, look, if we just kind of let it go, he's not going to be here next year anyways because he's going to try to sign in the NFL.
Yeah.
Fascinating discussion, but why not put your money where your mouth is and let's bet a pizza on it?
Oh. You know,
We could do that.
Now, Bob, who do you think is going to win this game?
I think it's going to be a close game, you know, but... you know, one thing I always learned growing up is that you always have to go for the home team. And so I'm going to go OSU, and you hear it, 17-13.
Really?
I think it's
low scoring game.
It's going to be a very hard-fought game. I think if you look at the history of OSU and Michigan, it's always a very close game as far as the score goes. And I think it's going to be, a low-scoring game, but, very close. It's not, and it may not be decided until the last 3 or 4 minutes.
Well, it'll be an entertaining game, I think, for a lot of people.
Yes, definitely. It's always entertaining.
Why would they not win this year when they've won the last two? What's different this year?
Why would Michigan not win?
Yeah.
Supposedly this year they were caught cheating.
Yeah.
That's everybody's thought.
We'll see.
I think Maryland really beat them up. There are two, three players that went out of that game in injuries who may not be back this week. And they only have one really good running back, Corum. Whereas, we've got, a variety between Harrison, Buka, Henderson. We have a number of strong players that I think would just overpower them.
The only thing I can think that would play into Ohio State's hand here is that I think Ryan Day knows his job is on the line.
I don't think so.
You don't think if he loses, you think he'll be?
If he loses this year, I think he'll still be back next year. But
three in a row.
Three in a row, but after that, if he four in a row, I think would be intolerable for the OSU population.
Has anybody lost three in a row since John Cooper?
Not that I know of. I don't think so.
But you think they'll let this guy ride with three in a row?
I think so. I think Ryan Day is well liked, and he does an excellent job. And I don't think if he loses to Michigan, that would be the breaking point.
I mean, I think
year. Next year maybe. This year, no.
I think Ryan Day has had more struggles this year than he usually does. Like, usually Ohio State's just a powerhouse, but like.
Certainly not a powerhouse this year.
Yeah, they only play good in one half. Well, like, that's been the thing so far.
It's true that sometimes they don't wake up until halftime. But, in the past, we had a lot stronger quarterbacks. And C.J. Stroud was definitely a point maker, And Kyle has taken a little while to get going there, but I think he can do it. But I think, the team has had more new players coming into this year than have been in the past.
There's a lot of drama in this game, certainly more than there has been in the last 2 years, and there's already a lot of drama in the game to begin with because of what it is. But, boy, this year you've got the Michigan people who want to win because they've been accused of this and their coaches being thrown out of the game, and you got the Ohio State people who want to win because they haven't won for 2 years. They lost last year at home. It's a really interesting game, but I do think people are blind by their loyalty to their favorite team.
True, but isn't that the same with life? People are blind to their.
What are the actual odds? Have the odds come out yet on the game?
I haven't heard.
I'm not sure, but I do believe I think they have because
usually
I,
by Friday they come out.
Somebody had them as an OSU as an underdog.
I would think so. I would think they'd have to be. How they played against Notre Dame, how they played against
Michigan State. Michigan is a 3.5-point spread against Ohio State.
There you go. Yeah. So, there you go. Even after last week's game.
Oh, look at that. Sports Illustrated. 5 reasons why Michigan will beat Ohio State.
Oh, Sports Illustrated.
There you go.
Yeah, I would say that they're definitely the favorite. Now, anything can happen in that game, but...
Anything can happen, and anything probably will.
And you know what? But no matter what happens, win or lose, come down to the truck parade in downtown Marion after that at 6 p.m., and then the big tree lighting ceremony at 7 p.m. We'll all be involved in that.
There you go.
The Elves, Mayor Kellogg, myself, possibly a co-host.
It'll be happening.
It'll be a happening here in Marion on Saturday. Now, are we going to try this cranberry pizza?
We are.
Bob, make a crow pizza for the loser of the Michigan-Ohio State game?
You got to hand me the plates over there. We could try crow. But I'm really pushing the alligator. I got alligator.
So Bob was out on a limb here, the only person saying Ohio State was going to win that game.
Am I? I'm the only one.
I think so. Now, Matt, what was your feeling?
Oh, I think, you know how I said that I usually got to root for the underdog? Because I don't care about college football nor Ohio State football in reality, I have to root for Michigan in this game because... Ohio State's just salty that they lost 2 years in a row. And I think that the score is going to be pretty close to probably like 31-35, something like that.
Well, for a number of years, OSU was dominating Michigan, you know, I think during the Urban Meyer years and so forth. What did we win 4 or 5 years in a row?
That's true.
You know, so streaks are made to be broken. You know, and so Michigan has won twice.
Was Harbaugh there then?
No.
Well, I think that's the difference as well.
Well, he might have been.
Harbaugh's been at Michigan for a minute now. Yeah, I know that like the two games he won are the first two wins he has against Ohio State.
All right, here we go. Well, it smells good. It smells like lemon.
There you go.
but it's orange.
Yeah, it might be the lemon pledge because I was cleaning the.
It's a lemon color. It's a lemon color. All right. Well, if I had a utensil, I'd get right into this thing.
Where's our utensil man?
Thank you.
Eric, you want to... No, he's a passenger. Well, he knows.
All right, Matt.
He knows.
Dive
the
in
chef.
There first. It looks good. Well, it does look, and it smells good. I wish people could smell it. Oh, Bob's tearing right in. I've never seen Bob tear into a pizza like this.
I skipped breakfast. I'm hungry.
So this must be good.
It is good.
Some of these pizzas you leave around here, like, you know...
Now the only one
like we're waiting for the homeless people to come by and take them.
It's not bad.
Not bad. Where do you where do you rate it, Matt? On a scale of our Thanksgiving turkey scale here, 1 to 10 turkeys.
Turkey.
By the way, Ohio State will be a turkey on Saturday. 3 losses in a row.
I give it a solid like 7-8 turkeys.
7-8 turkeys.
It's good. It's pretty good.
My goodness, Bob, where do you put it?
Well, it's chewy.
It's half gone already on Bob's plate.
I missed breakfast. You know, I'm hungry. But I would seven and a half maybe, you know.
All right, well, I'm going to dip into this thing here. Matt, talk for a minute.
Now, if Graham Kerr...
If
Graham Kerr does call back and wants the recipe, you know, we can get it to him.
Well, this is good. This is a nice little holiday pizza.
I mean, it's pretty good. So
we'll have to share it with
Graham Carr. Graham Carr, I'm sorry.
Care.
Boy, I get his name wrong. Care.
Care.
All right, I'm going to have to misspell it in my mind there.
Rundown. What's just happened here?
Maybe we get him into the upper crust society.
We might have to. Bring him on in.
Well, you know, speaking of which, you know, he could come here and the mayor could marry him and his new sweetheart there. You know, so it could be, we could make a big event.
Jeez.
Well, how would you like to get married in Marion by the mayor?
You know, could you believe that little story yesterday? I mean, we were calling to talk about Thanksgiving and all of a sudden he goes off on this little love twist.
Well, you know, he's happy.
He seemed awful happy.
He's 92.
Aye.
Well, this could be, you know...
Love at 90.
Well, you know, Marion, the capital of Marion there, you know. I'm sorry, what was the question?
I don't know anymore. Go ahead, Matt.
So the pizza's pretty good. It's kind of soft. It's very moist. It's got a lot of, citrusy taste due to the glaze there. The cranberries fit well into the pizza.
You know, that's probably the best
Same
pizza
thing with
we've
the
ever
worms.
Had.
There we go.
I'm going to christen this the best pizza we've ever had.
All right.
That is very sweet, but citrusy, as Matt said. It's a citrusy pizza. Now, I think you could put this out as an hors d'oeuvre.
You could. I suppose if anybody wants to try, they could rush in right now, next half hour.
Oh, don't say that. Don't say that.
And they could grab a piece. You can't use the restroom here, but you could grab a piece and get it to go.
No, we're going to save that. And tonight when we do the Christmas decorations here,
right.
We do our TV taping, we're going to show that on TV because people do want to see it.
Well, you should have got one that looked more like a Pac-Man.
Yeah, I know. You got rid of the Pac-Man. But we got half of it. We'll put it on a plate or something.
It's like the half moon now.
That's good.
There you go. All right.
That's very good.
Then you got hors d'oeuvres there for the people decorating tonight. And if they don't need it all, you can save it for the fruitcake toss and you can serve it then.
Well, will it hold up that long?
If you refrigerate it, I think it will.
This is a refrigerated...
The thing about pizza is leftover
pizza... Now, this is the cranberry pizza.
Yeah.
Will Friday's concoction be this good? Because now I feel like it might be anticlimactic on Friday.
No. See, I know how to build. You know, this is just a stepping
stone. I don't
know
if you can top this. This is good.
All right. We'll see what you say around this time on Friday.
I don't know, see... Because here's what happened. The Friday or the Halloween pizza was just, I don't know what happened. It was okay, but it wasn't this good. But this is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just how good it is, Bob's got a jam in his mouth here.
Well, I didn't know you were going to talk to me. I thought you were talking to me.
It's only radio. Yeah. Why in the last 10 minutes would I talk to anybody?
No, that's right. I haven't had breakfast. I'm hungry.
We've heard.
Anyway, yeah.
What's between Marion, Ohio, and Engagement, Ohio?
What's that?
Dayton.
There you go.
There you go.
Especially if you're 89.
Not 92.
He's not 90 yet.
Damn care.
No, not 90 till January.
I thought he was 90.
No, he turns 90 in January.
Oh, all right. Well,
but he's coming back during the Christmas season.
Coming back.
And he's going to tell us about things you can cook, I guess, get together on Christmas. And I'm sure we'll learn more about his love life.
Well, I think you should invite him. Just say, Graham, you come to Marion. We'll treat you right. We'll get you a gourmet pizza. We'll put you up at the Marion Hilton. And you and the missus can get married here by the mayor.
Did you hear him say that he was already ready to propose to her just because the girl had kissed him?
Yeah. Well,
that's all it took.
Well, and
she's in love.
Hopefully
she's
was
the one. She's the one.
Yeah.
Lost calls.
Yeah. But, gee whiz.
90, come on.
Yeah, why rush it?
we could have fun here with him, you know. He could come in, maybe he could be the new secret groundhog on Groundhog Day.
Graham Kerr,
there you go.
Why not? But I'm sure, you know, he was like one of those crazy people, even at 90, who is that, they get that love, that mist in their eyes or something where they're not seeing correctly. I kept thinking to myself during that interview, what's wrong with this man?
Cataracts.
Nothing. His cataracts are 60 years old at this point. But he I didn't know he was going to go. I said, Graham, can you come on and talk about Thanksgiving? Sure. I'm thinking food. I mean, he's the galloping gourmet. And he comes on, and all of a sudden we get this 10-minute dissertation. I asked him what he was thankful for, and he's in love because some old lady kissed him. Oh, and they were politically against each other. He brought that up several times.
Well, I mean, it's good. And that, I think, is the sign of what we need to have here in America, is we need to have more political discussion.
Didn't you say that?
Well, I'm saying it.
Okay, well, you're just echoing Graham Kerr.
Yeah, but we need to have more political discussion, opposing points of view, but at least come to common ground and agree to a disagree, if nothing else, and not go out and want to shoot the guy or anything.
What do you make of all the...
It just sounded like Spiro Agnew.
Yeah.
Talked and made no point.
What about that guy?
Isn't he dead?
Yeah, he's dead, too. Where's he buried? Somewhere in Caledonia?
Baltimore.
I think he's over in Caledonia as well.
So his girlfriend.
You know, the did you hear the thing with the Senate last week where the guy stood up and wanted to beat up the Teamsters head of the union?
Yeah.
What is wrong with people? You don't do that on the floor of the Senate.
Now, settle down. You're a U.S. senator. Come on back here.
You know there's problems when Bernie Sanders is the sane one in the room who's got to calm things down.
Well, he's always the sane one.
You're a better criminal
in
than
school,
that.
In school, we learned about a caning that took place in the Senate at one point in time.
There has been physical violence.
But not in modern times.
Not in modern times, no.
We got civilized at some point.
Well, that's because we got metal detectors and so forth now. But
that guy, what was wrong with that guy? Stood up and said, "We can." Something about, you know, I wonder if we still have that clip. That's worth playing.
Maybe he's up for re-election. Do we know that?
He's just trying to get his name out.
There you go.
Walking tall for you.
Only if we had this clip here would we would
standing
play it
up
for
to
you.
America's bullies for you.
I didn't understand any of it. All I know is that it was very strange.
I can stand up to the unions.
But what's he going to... I mean, let's say that guy had said, come on down here. Hasn't he already committed at that point?
I don't know.
Was committed.
I think it would have been bad for him had he done that.
I think it shows that, you know, we passed the level of just having, you know, proper civil discourse, you know, and we need to get back to where we can discuss things and still maybe agree to disagree without beating each other up.
You think?
It'd be nice to go back to those days a little bit there.
What do you think brought this on?
Or either that, or it could be a new reality show, you know, fighting with the senators, you know.
Oh, here we go. I think we do have the clip. Let's see if we can get this up here. Because it's a very odd clip. It's a few things that have been people elbowing people in the rib cage and just about anything you'd want in the old Senate. So let's see if we can get this. Here we go.
Got elbowed in the back. and it kind of caught me off guard because it was a clean shot to the kidneys, and I turned back, and there was Kevin. He's a bully with $17 million in a security detail.
No, I would not help him. No, I would not help him. I would not hit him in the kidney. I guess our shoulders hit because Virgil runs up to me after. I didn't know what he was talking about.
You look like a Smurf here just going around and all this stuff. Now, listen.
Mr. Chairman, you
no,
have...
I'm going to tell you
no,
something.
Hold on. If we're not on time...
We spew disinformation.
Sir, this is a time. This is a place. If you want to run your mouth, we can be two consenting adults. We can finish it here.
Okay, that's fine. Perfect.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
Well, stand your butt up then.
You stand up.
Stop it.
Is that your solution every problem?
No. Sit down. Sit down. Okay. You know, you're a United States.
Stand your butt up. Classic quotes from the United States Senate. Stand your butt up.
America.
I don't understand.
Exciting
I don't
times.
Understand. I want to see that done at city council.
Well, maybe it'll happen.
Pay raise.
Maybe all these new people won't be able to get along.
Just stand your butt up. All right. Listen, maybe the auditor should have done that when that little contretemps was going on a few weeks ago. She should have said, listen, stand your butt up. I've had enough of you. Let's take this. Would anybody jump in the middle of it? No. Didn't we have a thing? Listen, I don't want to say the names, but during the election where somebody was allegedly supposed to have grabbed a hold of another candidate in the city council chambers?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to bring it up now because there's a whole...
I don't think they grabbed a hold of it. I think they just kind of threatened to take him outside. Was it they grabbed a hold of him? Physical contact. All
I'm
right.
going to take you... Yeah. There you go.
Oh, well.
Politics on all levels.
Exciting. Good times. Good stuff.
You know, can you imagine somebody, like in the Mary Ellen Withrow days, or the Bob Taft days, or the Ted Strickland days, or the John Kasich days, or Metzenbaum, or John Glenn, can you imagine any of those people acting like that? Mayor Kellogg.
Well, I liked it when Mary Ellen said that she was challenged to a demolition derby by Buck Reinhart.
She challenged him.
That's right. Knew it was somewhere along that line there. And that would have been a good way to settle their differences, a demolition derby.
Well, I think that was a publicity stunt,
She
though.
Said they wouldn't let her.
Yeah, the insurance
she was going to.
The insurance company wouldn't.
Right. But I think that's entertainment. That's not what these guys are doing now. These guys really don't like each other. Yeah. They really want to fight. But that's... remember DeWine. He was going to kick Joe Blystone's, rear end.
Yeah, said that at
an event.
Yeah.
I bet Joe. Listen, if you're putting money on that fight, I'd have put it on DeWine. He seems like a roughneck.
I would have put it on his bodyguard.
he seems like a real. He seems like a real tough guy.
I think his bodyguard could have took out Blystone. But
can you imagine Mike DeWine, who's what, 5 foot tall, in his 70s?
Isn't Blystone like a bigger guy?
Bigger cowboy.
That's right.
And DeWine took that opportunity at the beef show to say, "I'm gonna kick your." Yeah. Do you think Blystone provoked him?
Probably.
By just being there.
Just being there.
He didn't like it.
Well, I mean, how else is he going to get any publicity out of it? If he just sat quietly in the stand there and not doing anything, then nothing would have happened. I think there was some provocation to...
We had Blystone on right after that. I forget what he said, but I remember asking him if he thought Mike DeWine could kick his rear end. He didn't seem to think that that would happen.
No. I mean, just based on... The images of the two, I would put my money on the bigger man.
My goodness. What?
I'm betting on DeWine. He's enough of a weasel to hire somebody proficient in weapons.
Well, I agree with
it's what it's come to. Here pre-Thanksgiving, in our last few minutes here today, because obviously everybody's thankful for their family. What are you thankful for this year, Bob?
Family. I mean, I think... isn't that traditional? I mean, I'm thankful for I got a new carburetor in my car there, and it's running really nicely.
Well, but everybody says family, and I think that's an easy way out.
It is. But I'm thankful, still gainfully employed and roof over the head, and got the able to pay the utility bills and so forth, and so I'm thankful that not much prosperity, but at least survival.
Survival is good. That's all you need. Eric, what are you thankful for?
You with a penny.
I'm thankful for being on this show and having all 683 people in Caledonia listening to me.
Oh, there you go.
And the other 400 that will show up at the fruitcake.
I thought you said there was 563. You got in a cemetery?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, They're dying to get over there. All right, Matt, what are you thankful for?
You know, I'm thankful for the gourmet pizzas.
What was good today?
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
There you go.
So I'm thankful for all the listeners we have out there. Even though they could not call in today, I'm appreciative that they're out there listening to us. We'll fix that problem hopefully before Friday. Because they do stick with us, and they do all kinds of nice things. And I'm also thankful for many, many friends who go out of their way to do things. You know, I was thinking about that yesterday. Just because I mentioned bread pudding, somebody goes into the kitchen and whips it up, and there it is. And I didn't even know that was happening. So you've got to have good friends. There are friends who are doers, and there are friends who are just there. And doers, are better.
Yep.
So that's the way that goes. Going to watch the big parade tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, sure. And the dog show.
Oh, you're going to watch the dog show
as well?
I'm
going to watch the dog show.
Matt? Neither one.
Nope. I'm probably just going to wait till the football game.
Now, what is the big football game tomorrow?
Lions and Packers?
Yep, the Lions and Packers play tomorrow, so that's exciting because, you know, I think this is the first time the Packers have played on Thanksgiving for years now, and the Packers are my team.
And probably won't win, I hear.
Probably won't win, yeah.
Probably won't win. But you know what? That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
Well, we hope everybody has the most wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. We will not be live tomorrow, but if you're up cooking, doing whatever you're doing, we'll have some great repeats in the hopper tomorrow morning that you can listen to. Friday morning, we'll be back here lighting the WGH Christmas tree. Bob has a new star for the top of the tree and some kind of concoction that's going to be hard to beat, the cranberry pizza, but we're going to try on Friday morning. Matt will be here on Friday. I believe Sean will be here Friday morning. And then we will also have the big Friday night show, which is the eve of the big doings on Saturday in downtown Marion, where Christmas comes to downtown Marion. The parade starts at 6, and we do the Christmas tree lighting at 7, and I guess we do the parade at 6 as well. So stay tuned for all of that. We hope everybody has the most wonderful Thanksgiving. For Eric and Bob and Matt on this Thanksgiving Eve, have a great holiday. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy, is that true? I've never asked that question on air before, by the way, but...
I can tell.
I wasn't even sure how to word it.